Occupational Transitions, the Trade Union's Role in the Economic Recovery, a cura di Nicola De Leonardis, assegnista di ricerca di diritto del lavoro all'Università Aldo Moro di Bari.
Good morning to everyone. I'm Nicola De Leonardis, a research fellow at the Union Department of Taranto, University of Bari Aldo Moro. Today I would like to talk about the role of trade unions in the economic recovery and in managing occupational transitions. After the pandemic, the world of work has changed, and the role of trade unions in helping workers navigate these changes is more important than ever. In the broader context of economic recovery, trade unions have a crucial role in helping workers transition from sectors that are in decline to sectors that are growing or should be growing. This is especially important after the pandemic, where many sectors faced economic challenges, leading to job losses and uncertainty. The role of the unions is not only to protect workers' rights in their current jobs, but also to help them find new, more sustainable forms of employment. Traditionally, unions have been focusing on defending workers' rights within existing jobs. However, today's labor market is less stable, and many industries that once seemed secure are now facing challenges. Therefore, unions must also address the instability in the job market and support workers as they move into new industries or roles. Trade unions play an important role in helping workers during these transitions. First, they help prevent workers from falling into informal or unprotected jobs. As the job market changes, some workers may be tempted to accept low-paying or insecure jobs, but unions can help ensure that they are employed in decent conditions. Secondly, unions help workers maintain their professional skills. Many workers in declining industries may not have the skills required in emergency sector, which makes them vulnerable to unemployment. Unions can assist by offering training and skill building programs to help workers move into new roles and sectors. These roles are not new for the unions, but they have expanded over time to meet the needs of a changing labor market. Unions have been involved in initiatives to support workers transitioning from one sector to another, such as the CGL, Cheese and Wheel Platform Against Undeclared Work in 2006, and the Proposal for Labor Policies from 2016. These initiatives aim to create policies that help workers navigate these changes smoothly. A key tool in this process is the Occupational Transition Agreement, which is outlined in Italian law, Article 22 of Legislative Decree of 148 of 2015. This agreement is especially important for companies in crisis, allowing them to extend unemployment benefits for workers who are laid off. However, this extension is only granted if the company signs an agreement with trade unions to provide active labor policies, including retraining and reemployment measures. The goal of this agreement is to protect workers when layoffs occur. It allows companies to manage staff reductions more effectively and helps workers transition to new jobs By offering retraining programs and promoting a dialogue between employers and unions, the agreement ensures that workers are not left behind. An interesting example of this kind of agreement is one involving Chimenti Testi, a company in crisis. This agreement is a part of a wider program to help companies that are closing but can potentially reintegrate workers through the sale of the company. The agreement includes training and skill building measures, as well as regional initiatives aimed at promoting employment. Companies in the region are incentivized to hire workers from this transition process, ensuring that workers have opportunities for reemployment. These agreements show the importance of collaboration between companies, trade unions, and regional authorities. For instance, in the agreement between Chimenti Testi and the region of Tuscany, businesses must consult trade unions before hiring workers, ensuring that the process is transparent and that workers' rights are protected. While the occupational transition agreement is a valuable tool, it is not without its challenges. One of the main issues is the lack of financial incentives for employers to use that agreement. The government has not renewed the financial support that has encouraged employers to adapt these measures. Without these main incentives, companies may prefer to lay off workers without offering support, which could harm both workers and economy. In conclusion, trade unions have a crucial role in managing occupational transition. The occupational transition agreement is a key tool in this process, but it needs more support from the government, particularly in terms of financial incentives to be fully effective. By strengthening trade union involvement and managing labor market changes, we can help protect workers' rights, provide job security, and contribute to a more sustainable and fair economic future. Thank you for your attention.